Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final hour of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this. It's been a solid Thursday. I mean, let's call it what it is, boys. It's been a solid Thursday. If you are a Rangers fan, well, we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But
I forgot about that.
Well, I mean, look, it's not hard to do because it was another disappointing series for your Texas Rangers today as they drop another game. They've lost 3 out of 4
to
this series. 11 out of their last 14, as Blake so astutely alluded to. And the clock is ticking on this Rangers season, which started out with such high hopes. You felt like, all right. And again, this is not hyperbolic to suggest that this was a World Series caliber baseball team. And unfortunately, you've gotten, you know, you've had World Series caliber pitching moments, and you've had a handful of World Series caliber offensive performances. But let's be real, for the most part, this team has wildly underachieved. As good as the starting pitching has been, your bullpen has been maybe not as good as advertised, but then you could also make the argument, well, is that just because you didn't have a closer and you decided to go with the closer by committee? I think we could easily make that argument. I think you could also point to the fact that this team had, I don't know how many, high leverage situations with its bullpen, where, you know, you had months on months on months in where your offense gave you nothing, and you're coming in and you're trying to, at the very least, preserve a one-run lead or trying to keep it at a one-run deficit. I mean, how many times did we see this season where team, you know, this Ranger team would be down 2-1, 3-2, and it felt like it was going to be a Herculean task for this team to somehow dredge up enough offense just to make it worthwhile for this team to be in the ballgame after 9 innings. So you saw that again today. Now, they did put 4 runs up. Problem was your bullpen decided to give up 6, and as a result, you lose 6-4 today. You now fall to 3 games below 500 on the year. And what was a grim situation heading into this Royals series has now gotten that much more grim.
Trying to figure out how many series they've won out of the break. They won the Athletic series.
They haven't won one since the Yankees.
Since the Yankees. But they won the A's series, and they won the Braves series.
Look, they started out, what, six? They were, what, 6 out of 7 out of their first? They won 6 out of their first 7 or something crazy like that. I mean, they came out guns blazing out of the All-Star break.
Out of the break, you beat the Tigers. You beat the A's.
You swept the A's, didn't you? I mean, hell, you had a July where you tied the record for most wins.
You swept the A's. You won the Braves series. You lost to the Angels. Then you lost to the Mariners. Then you beat the Yankees, and you haven't won a series since.
Yeah.
And the important part is the teams you're losing to. You're losing to the teams right in front of you in the race. The Texas Rangers currently sit at, let's see how many games back. They are 5.5 games back of the wild card spot. behind the Seattle Mariners. The Kansas City Royals, two games back, who you just lost a series to.
Three out of four.
So not only do you not have to match them, you have to be have to have a better record than them. The Cleveland Guardians are three games ahead, and they're one, 2.5 in front of you, three games back from the wild card, and that's who you're going to be playing this weekend. So you could have easily stacked a Blue Jays, Royals, Guardians series and be feeling very good going into.
You have to sweep them.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, enough with the hyperbole.
You'll be eight back.
You're done.
You'll be eight back, and the three teams in front of you, you all just lost to in the last 30 days.
If you don't sweep the Guardians this weekend at home.
You're literally playing all the teams around you. Mariners, Royals, Guardians, and Angels. Those are the series that have just happened and the ones that are going to happen, and you've lost all of them, and then you're about to play one.
And outside of that ass-kicking that you took to the Toronto last Saturday.
That one game.
Every game you've been in. Every game you've been within a run or two, right? I mean, that's what's so maddening and frustrating about this Ranger team.
5-2 on Tuesday, 6-3 yesterday, 6-4 today, 14-2 on Saturday. You're one run in all the Diamondback games, one run other than the opening night when he lost 9-1. So they're due for getting slacked at least one game out of the series where they lose by like four or five plus. And then the rest are usually last second heartbreakers.
Yeah. And you've lost a lot, and you've lost a bunch of, and you know, and even the 6-4, the 5-2. I mean, those were all games that were close or within a run going into the final two or three innings. Mm-hmm. Right. And then your team just, you know, like I said, you can't. I mean, hell, the game the other night where you lost, what was it, 5-2? Correct. And you had what, a Jock Peterson home run and a Corey Seager home run? Or was it a Marcus Semien home run?
Are you
run?
Talking about when they lost 5-2 on August 19th on Tuesday or yesterday?
Yeah, the 19th when outside of the two home runs, the two solo shots, they had nobody get past. In fact, they didn't have a single base runner get past first base, and they had no batters up with runners in scoring position.
In that phenomenal.
Right? I mean, that's kind of where, and that's where it feels like this team's at again.
And that was where Merrill Kelly gave you six innings and only let up two hits.
Yeah.
Now two of those were runs, and he did give up two earned runs, but Merrill Kelly going six and having two hits, and it's a 2-2 ball game, and you lose that game.
Look, if you told me that your starting pitcher's only going to give up two runs in six innings,
and he's your fourth or fifth guy in your depth chart,
rotation. If your offense, that, oh, by the way, here's the thing. If this was a $100 million salary or a $100 million roster, then yes, I could understand where, all right, you're asking for a little bit much when it comes to this team. If this wasn't a majority of the same guys that were on this team 2 years ago when you won a World Series, I could understand, hey, maybe we're asking a little bit too much out of this offense. But when you've got a pitcher who gives up two runs in six innings and you can't muster any more than two runs out of your offense for a team that's 2 years removed from a World Series berth, I don't know what else to tell you when it comes to this baseball team.
This team is cooked, Fred. I think it's time we start shoveling. Are you shoveling before or after the series?
After. So here's the deal. I'll tell you what. Let's see.
Tell me this, and I got some audio for us to play on the once you're done.
Who's what's the audio?
Old boy Tom Brady having a good time, and then Eric Dickerson talking about our boy Shador.
All right, play the audio. We'll come back to this because I got 2 points I'll make.
No,
but let's
ahead.
Let's
no,
hear this
ahead.
Audio first. Well, I gotta find it. Play
okay,
the audio.
Okay. Let's do the funny audio first. This is Tom Brady. Well, I don't know if Fred's paying that much attention. We'll do the Eric Dickerson one. It's a little bit longer. This is him talking about Shador Sanders and why he did not get drafted early. Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson.
And I'll tell you this much here: what I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL told others, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep, draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him.
Your thoughts.
I'll tell you this much here,
your thoughts on it now coming a little bit more forefront that teams were told not to draft him. And I don't think Eric Dickerson would come on here and just lie for the heck of it.
No, I don't think he's lying. I mean,
so they're gonna make an example out of him.
I think that's unfortunate if that is the case. I really, really do. And I'm even more perplexed. Now, here's what I saw, but here's what I'm also going to say.
Isn't it crazy
when it comes
that
to
Shador did all of that, and obviously we know all the stuff that happened in the draft, and I love Arch, and I love Texas. He hasn't played a snap, and he's already projected number one pick, like betting favorite.
Yeah.
That just shows you the craziness of, like, I mean, he obviously played a couple snaps last year, but let's be honest, hasn't played a snap, hasn't played a season.
Yeah.
Already projected one. Shador does play a season, plays great, and they're like, yeah, I don't know. We're going to project him top, but we're not going to get him. But continue your point.
The only thing I'll say about when they say they told the NFL not to to draft him, there was only a handful of teams that were going to draft him anyway.
Correct. 4 or 5, the Saints, Jets, okay. Giants. We heard the Jets was a lot of controversy with some comments being made pre-draft and how the meetings were going, and a top 7 team said that they remember the reports coming out, Justine Anderson, a top 7 team said that they had some remarks about his interview. It's like a top 7 team, so the Jets.
I would love to know, and I'm not saying that Eric Dickerson's wrong and that his source isn't right in some capacity. I think there's probably a little bit of nuance to it. I would like to know. And we're going to talk to Tom. Well, we're not going to talk to Tom. We'd love to talk to Tom Brady.
We're going to talk to Tom here today.
I would like to know why the Raiders didn't take him.
Mm. Well, we know why the Raiders didn't take him, because Tom Brady's too busy flirting on work calls. This is not AI. I promise you guys, you can look it up on yourself. This is Tom Brady in, I guess, a leaked Zoom call. There is 3 people in the call. It is a gentleman. There is a young lady who's, you'll hear talking. And there's Tom Brady. I don't know what work they're doing. I don't know if this is NFL related. I think it said ESPN. I think this is ESPN broadcast related. And let's just say Tom Brady has still got game. If you catch his words, you'll know what I'm talking about. Go ahead and play that Tom Brady clip.
Morgan, I love your hair.
Thank you. It's a lot to deal
beautiful
with. When it's a good day, it's a good day. Today's a good day. Lots of names.
Other girl. Where are you at?
I'm in Philly.
That is honestly, it's the audio sounds even more isolated than when I watch it on my phone. The where you at is crazy on a work. This it's
well,
obviously a Zoom.
Where it's, I mean, but at the same time too, it is on a Zoom, so I could see. I mean, it's
right
not like
the,
he knows
right
where
right
she's
after the
at
giggle.
Where you at?
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I mean, he's Tom Brady. He said, at the end of the day,
Attagirl is crazy on a work call. Attagirl.
But he's loving up her hair.
Play that again.
Play that again.
Give me a second. I'm trying to do other work too. I apologize, guys. I'm sorry.
I hit us with Hit us with a Kevin Walker.
Ooh. Shots fired. By the way, your Texas Rangers, you've got Evo on the bump tomorrow, Jack Leiter on Saturday, and then was it Merlin? Is it Merlin Kelly?
Merrill Kelly.
Merlin was the name of the guy that I crashed into the last night I drank.
That's the wizard.
I told that story earlier today.
I have an imaginary friend.
Maybe we should call him Merlin.
I like Merlin better.
Maybe he'd win more games. His name was Merlin.
All right, here we go.
I told you guys I wasn't good with names. All right, this is Tom.
Morgan, I love your hair.
Merlin.
Merlin, I love your hair.
Beautiful.
When it's a good day, it's a good day. Today's a good day. Lots of baby.
Other girl. Where are you at?
It sounds AI.
I love it.
Does it not sound AI like how smooth?
Where you at? Where you at? I love it. I'm a Tom Brady guy. I don't care what he says. But no, I'd like to know why they didn't take. Because, oh, by the way, wasn't Shador allegedly working with him in the offseason?
Apparently, we've seen plenty of videos of Shador and Tom being tight-knit.
So I just don't understand.
And they had plenty of draft picks. They drafted two quarterbacks.
Okay.
Now they were like 6-7.
Granted, one of them, they drafted him to be a wide receiver. Yeah. They're kind of doing like the whole Julian Edelman type thing. But, yeah, I'm just curious as to why he didn't go to. And because it's not like Geno Smith is there for the next 10 years.
I'm glad you brought up Geno Smith. Part two of Extra Credit. What's Geno Smith's real name? See if any of you guys know any ball. I'll let you know the answer.
Giovanni.
Would you go with Gennaro Cyrus Smith Jr., Eugene Cecil Smith II, Eugene Cyril Smith III, or Gennaro Sylvester Smith III?
The last one.
Sylvester? His name is Eugene Cyril Smith III. So next time you see a Raiders game and you and your friend are watching, go, look at Eugene balling.
Look at Eugene.
Eugene to Brock.
Eugene to Brock for a teddy. No, I'm not ready to shovel you-know-what on the Rangers season just yet. But you've got Evo, Leiter, and Merrill Kelly. The next 3 days, this is it.
This is it.
This is absolutely it. You're not
you having
back.
In the lineup versus not having in the lineup. Like, you know, Poach literally has a new lineup every day.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're making chicken salad out of chicken.
I don't even know. Can you even get experimental with everyone on the IR?
I mean, what's left?
Because
I mean, you're getting experimental.
Because Evan Carter left the game today, and Evan Grant was saying the only guy on the bench was Osuna.
Yeah.
So Evan Carter's
batting 154.
So if Evan Carter's actually hurt and can't play tomorrow.
Yeah, so if he's hurt tomorrow,
they bring somebody up. Because Cody Freeman's already in there.
I mean, is Sam Haggerty, he's on the 10-day, right?
Yeah.
What's Kevin Pillar doing?
Yeah.
Let's see what he's doing. Let's see if he can bring him back. Why not?
Imagine
is Adolis Eligible brought back yet?
Trevor, do we know? Is he back? Is it been? I feel like it's been since the Yankees series.
I thought it was the Mariners series.
He hasn't played since the Yankee series, though.
He didn't play against the Mariners?
Maybe I'm tripping. No, he didn't. The last time Adolis has
played. You sure about that? I could have swore he played against the Mariners.
No, the Mariners. Yeah, so but that's what I'm saying.
He hasn't played since the Mariners series.
I thought it was just before this series, the Royal series, that he got.
No, he's been out. No. Because he didn't play in Toronto either.
He didn't?
Okay. No.
Well, then it might have been. That's what I think it was the. The colors threw me off. And yeah, they would have been right before Toronto.
Okay.
What are you talking about the Mariners? They played the Diamondbacks before this.
Okay, I'm saying that I don't remember him. I'm saying he hasn't played since the Mariners series.
No, he played in the Yankee series.
Yeah, no, we're not disputing that. We're saying did he play in the Mariners series, which was after the
Mariners
series. Yankees
is after.
Okay.
Went Mariners, Yankees, Phillies, Diamondbacks, Blue Jays.
I forgot they got their ass beat by the Phillies, too. My God. All these ass whoopings have just blended into one another. My God.
So he has not played since August 5th. August 6th, my bad. August 6th.
So he should be back. Bring him back. What are you doing? All right, coming up next, top five. When we come back, The Micah's team is saying that we did not say you can take that contract and shove it up your ass. What are the five things we think Mulligetta and Team Micah said to the Cowboys front office?
I have no idea what the last segment was, but just reading the text, and you guys are blanking amazing. Thank you. Someone said, put me on. I don't know blank, but give me a question. We're here for you. Hopefully you went to Fan Phenom. Hopefully you went to Fan Phenom, Jake's Burgers. It was a fun time, I heard. Last one is upon us a week from
today.
Today.
Yeah.
In Frisco, Plano? Frisco, Plano?
I want to say it's in Frisco.
Trevor confirmed that, so we're not lying to the people.
I do believe last one is in Frisco.
Yeah, Frisco or McKinney. I mean, all we got to do is look up Jake's, and if they've got one in one of the two, then there's your answer.
This is their final chance to be our coworkers.
This is it. Shout out to my boy Ethan, who tried tonight and had a take on Tony Romo.
So explain to the people what we're going to be doing and what your take is on Stop 5, because it might be a little confusing to people who are just now tuning in. If you got that audio for us, that'd be great as well.
So the deal is this. Are you going to play the audio real quick? All right. So our boy Trevor is efforting to get this audio. So essentially, Jerry Jones was on the YouTube channel of Michael Irvin today and was telling his side of the story, the latest and greatest of where things are at. And this was the apparently the back and forth between him and Team Micah Parsons.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Okay. Now,
that's come out and been disclaimed that was hyperbole. David Mulligetta, all the beat reporters have said, hey, that's not what he said.
That's not what he said. So, top five things we think or are suggesting or speculating that was said instead of go shove it up your ass. My number five, we respectfully decline your offer.
Nice.
Okay, like just that. Something simple. Mulligetta seems like a business savvy kind of guy. And so nothing simple, plainer, and classier than, hey, we respectfully decline your offer.
So minor phrases as well. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yes.
I got an honorable mention, my only honorable mention. Not around here.
Yeah.
And then number five, you can kick rocks barefoot.
Okay, now this is David Mulligetta saying this.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're saying it in Jerry's voice?
He's getting into that southern. He's,
okay.
All mind right. games. Mind
okay,
games.
Okay, fair.
Talking different. You gotta match the energy. You got a mirror.
Code switch.
Look at Jerry. Say, Jerry, you can kick rocks barefoot. You think I'm going to sign that contract now?
That's it.
You see who my guy is? Michael Parsons?
Okay. All right. I like what he did there with this.
All right. So my number five is, and I went with what Atolo had said because I dug it, and you can stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I would love to hear.
So that's your number five.
That's my number five.
You can stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I like that. I like that.
And then
snake draft.
Snake draft. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate you. I'm a very big, like, just simple to the point. So get out of here, pal. I feel like Mulligetta would just said, you know, like, get out of here with that, pal. I don't know David Mulligetta. I've never spoke to him, but I just feel like, you know, he's probably, if he said he didn't cuss, well, he probably gave him a get out of here, pal.
Get out of here, pal.
Well, me and Trevor's going to be more far away from who we think Mulligetta is. On mine, I wrote, So now he dropped the twang now.
Yeah.
Now he's just now looking. Now he's looking Jerry in the eye. He goes, get to stepping before I step for you now. All right? Get to step before I step for you,
get
Jerry.
Get to stepping before I step for you. Okay, I like it. I like it. My number four. I've seen more guaranteed money on a massage table.
Nice.
Try again.
That's the best one so far.
Okay. I've seen more guaranteed money on a massage table. Number three.
Did Sean write that?
He did get him that money. Number three. As if.
As if.
As if.
Taking the younger approach.
Is that a Clueless reference?
Ding, 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 ding. In his, what was her name in that movie? Cher?
I don't know.
Yes, Alicia Silverstone.
She's my goat. She's my
as
goat.
As if. Oh. Do
she's,
tell.
She's top 10 for sure.
There you go.
Okay. My number three is on October 3rd. He asked me what day it is. Now you might be asking, why would I say that in negotiations?
What does that mean?
From Mean Girls. White chicks.
We've used four movie references. I like it.
Now you might be asking, Blake, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Same reason I got this dumb offer. So we're just saying things that don't matter here in the negotiations. So
wow. Okay. Wow. You've got a whole dialogue. Okay.
He's great.
I like it.
And that's what people love. They love a story.
Dialogue. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I am here for it.
So here's my little story. Jerry's from the South, right? Correct. So
he's a what?
He's from the South.
Arkansas.
He's an Arkansas man.
Yeah, Little Rock. He told us that last night.
And so he's Mulligata did his homework. And so hit him with a little bless your heart.
Ooh.
Bless your heart.
Now, but Mulligata's from Texas, though, isn't he? I mean, I know he went to UT.
I know, but he did Dallas his guy. Homework
yeah.
on Jerry. So he'd know that he knows what bless your heart means.
Yeah.
So that's what he hit him with. Bless hit him a little your bless your heart.
Ooh, we know what that means. In the
and then also, again, I'm going to say, so I'm thinking what Jerry said. So you can shove it up your know
ass.
What.
Yeah.
I think Mulligata might have just said, hey, you can shove it and just left it at that. And I don't know if you've watched this documentary.
Trevor over here.
Wow.
I'm digging deep. I'm trying to take something different. We're digging deep. Right. Because Jerry likes to cuss. He loves.
He does.
He drops that F-bomb a lot.
I love it. I'm here for it. We can't say it on the radio, of course, but I'm here for it. All right. So that's your number two. Okay. Real quick. Go ahead and recap your five through two so far there, Mr. Trevor.
So stick it in your pipe and smoke it.
Number five.
Get out of here, pal.
Can I stop you right there?
Please.
You did get some remarks from the text line. I would love for you to defend yourself.
Oh, boy.
They said, stick that in your pipe and smoke it. It means trust me. That doesn't make sense, Trevor.
Oh.
Is that?
I thought.
No, it doesn't. No. What's it? What they say?
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it means trust me. That doesn't make sense.
You know, I could see how that would be. Maybe I am off. Maybe I am off because stick, you know,
stand
you
prove, up for yourself, you Trevor. Tell
it,
them.
Well, no, but I'm trying to think if you prove it, like, stick that in your pipe and smoke. I'm trying to think of how I would say it. It's like, showed you.
You know what? The fact that it's so ambiguous, I'm okay.
That's kind of where I was going with. I was trying to give Atolo some props. That's all.
Look, you know what? If someone wants to argue with you about your top five, tell them they can put that in their pipe and smoke
exactly.
It.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
My number three, again, we're going to recap in here. Bless your heart. I think Mulligata knows. Bless your heart.
Yeah,
he does. If you're Texan, you know what that
means.
You
know that. If you're in the South, you know what
that means. That's fair. Again, you're 100%. South, you know what that means. And then just a simple, you can shove it.
That's right.
And I think if he kept that, Jerry likes to cuss. So he added that on.
I like it.
I don't know how to count. I actually have three left. So how do you want to do this?
Just make one and, well, who cares?
No, you shouldn't, because you should be on two.
No, I am on two, but I just wrote six things. So
that's the most, Blake. So go ahead and just give us an honorable mention. Which one do you want to be honorable mention? Or just read two. I don't care.
you swear?
Do I swear? I mean, we're down to the final 28 minutes of the program, so.
I reckon you plant that idea 6 feet under now, Jerry. You like that?
What? Oh, God's name.
I guess I could replace idea with contract. I reckon you plant that contract 6 feet under. And then this is part two right here. This is my favorite one.
This is your favorite one?
This is my favorite one. Okay, so you're Jerry. Let's role play. You're Jerry. You just gave me the contract.
Here you go, Mulgs. I'm not even going to give you a full name. Mulgs.
Can you even look me in my eyes?
Mulgs.
I'll take that. You think my client's Tolbert? You got us mixed up. That was my favorite one.
And if you're a fatty, you know how much Blake Elliott loves Jalen Tolbert. Okay. Here we go. My number two. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. No deal.
Okay. You're doing a haiku for a second.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. No deal. And then my number one, quit being cheap, Jerry. We want more glory hole.
Glory hole.
Okay.
I think fantastic job for me. Mm-hmm. One of your better top five.
Quit being cheap, Jerry. We want more glory hole.
I will say, Trevor, you've got called Kevin about four times tonight on the text line. I mean, he even said, thanks for giving props, Kevin, 2 exclamation points, you the man. Someone said Kevin's doing great earlier. They said, is this
a
guy?
I mean, I'll be honest. Kevin's on with you guys a lot, so maybe that's
he
why.
Is. That's he is. So that's a...
You have been called the T. Higgins guy because they also think you're Kevin.
Yes.
I think when you were doing fantasy football, they said, are we listening to the same guy that...
Well, one texter did say who was the producer that texted in and took T. Higgins on the Lord's Day. And I was like, well, that's our own khaki Kevin Walker. Yeah. The guy that bitched earlier about, do you guys even prep? I said, well, what'd we do? And he never responded. So
it's okay. We still love him. Honorable mention from the 214. That's a no for me, dog, from Randy Jackson.
That's a American Idol. Oh, that's a good one right there.
I'm jealous. That's good, yeah.
That's a good one.
People are saying, no, it doesn't. Trevor's using it correct.
See,
it does not mean trust me, because if you're telling someone to put it in their pipe and smoke it, they have to really trust you to smoke it without knowing what is in it.
Yeah.
Trev, my bad.
I think you're okay, Trevor. I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think that term's been used a lot.
Neither of us balked at it. So
I didn't know any different. All right, my number one. Take that contract, Jerry, and feed it to the hogs.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sue-wee! Now you got some back there, Jer. Jer Bear.
Take that contract and feed it to
Would that quote go viral if that's what he said instead?
I mean, it would definitely, I'll tell you what, it would definitely, I feel like, garner more conversation than shove it up your ass.
I don't know, shove it up your ass was kind of doing numbers before,
guys. That's what I'm saying. I think that one's.
Well, it just, that's, because, yeah, it's just the explicit the candor of it. But mm-hmm. if he said, because now if you're saying take it to the hogs.
Then you're kind of, you're digging personal.
Anybody can tell you to shove it up your ass.
That's fair.
Yeah. Right, like that. There's nothing special about being told to shove something up your ass.
But going after the pigs.
But now, because
going after the Razorbacks.
Oh, and you're a country boy. You're from Arkansas.
Yeah,
and give it to the hogs.
What if he would have called him a hillbilly? Oh man.
Oh,
if they would have gone, you're just a podunk hillbilly. Oh, that would have been good.
Trevor wants the team to explode.
No, it would
have
been,
been good.
But that's good. That'd have been great in the documentary. That's good media. That's all I'm saying.
You do that though. Now it's now you've gone.
You're probably not getting another agent. So you're not getting other players.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, now you've crossed the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you've crossed the line.
That's fair.
Got the cameras.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry would lose his you know what if that was made public. Like that's what he said.
We'd have an old man fight or something like that.
Oh no, Jerry would go scorched earth. Oh. If he got cuz he would own it. In some form or fashion, he would own the fact of where he's from. He would tell you about what his parents went through. He would tell you about what it's like. I mean, he would give you, he's got hillbilly tendencies.
Sure.
Right? And he would share that with us. But
in a positive light.
But in a positive light.
So yeah. That's what we should all do in life. We all have different walks of life. Let's find the positive.
Let's find the positive. Let's find the positive. I mean, look, I think that's the one thing about.
Has Trevor even done his number one?
Yeah, what is your number one?
So my number one is one of my favorite things. You can take a long walk off a short pier.
I love that.
Ooh, it's simple.
That's a good one.
But it's
I mean,
good.
That takes it home.
Like, I love just
I like that.
Well, it's just your way of saying, like, I, you know, I mean, and then you could also just say bleep you. That's tried and true and never.
What's your favorite way to say bleep you with being FCC compliant?
Oh.
Get out of here, pal.
Get out of here, pal.
Hey, that's mine. Hey,
get out of here, pal. I mean, pal is the ultimate.
Brad and I'd be here when I get back.
Yeah.
Not your friend, bud.
I'm not your friend.
Not your pal.
I'm not
guy.
Your. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy. Like that's to me one of the all time greatest.
That came from a meme.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of a check, though. I mean, I don't know that many people that say it, but if some. You know, two big dudes are standing in front of each other kind of at a bar and someone were to say that, I would assume they're about to fight.
Oh, you get told you're not that guy, pal.
You kind of have to.
We're dropping hands. 100%. Like, it's go time.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Xavier's girlfriend stepdad to say something like that.
Ooh,
to me.
Can we get that on film? Can we add it to the...
Can we world star it?
Can we add it to Cowboys and his Gamblers?
We don't want to put that out there.
Bonus cut.
We don't want to
put local radio host.
The funny part is, I'll tell you what, when we come back, final segment of the program, and something I said during one of our shows that was not supposed to be heard by the person that heard it. What am I talking about? I'll tell you next.
Final segment here on the Fan After Dark. I just want to say Trevor has had his camera on, I think, the last 2 hours.
He's on it.
I like this new addition. Trevor, camera on, showing the stash. You know what? Shame on us. Shame on us. At Dallas Fan Cam, Twitch and YouTube. Lock it into your YouTube so you can catch the last 10 minutes. You can see Trevor right now. And then also, tomorrow, you'll get Sean and RJ. You'll get a little Rangers baseball. Into the Cowboys game? Pre-game show into the Cowboys? Does that sound right?
My guess is you're going to have to listen to the Cowboys, or excuse me, as I was. You will hear the Rangers on KRLD tomorrow on 1080, our
you guys
sister
are
station.
Buzzing for.
So basically what's going to happen is you will get, actually, part of the G-Bag Nation, a.k.a. Broadus, Chiafalo, and Wolchuk will all be doing the show from AT&T.
Yep.
And then you'll have Lucius and Gavin.
Are they on at their regular time?
I mean, they're on from 2.
But it's just going to be pregame stuff. It's not going to be G-Bag. Like, there's no G-Bag Nation around, is what I'm inferring.
I think it's only like an hour.
Well, why would they?
What do you mean, why would they?
What time does the... Because what time is the game tomorrow? I think that's important.
Seven.
I think pregame starts at 4. They usually do 3 hours.
Yeah, so you'll do two. So you'll have 2 hours of G-Bag.
Okay, and then Gavin will go home.
That's it. Gavin will get paid for 2 hours tomorrow. So, I mean, look, I mean, it's like a half day for him.
And then the rest of the guys will go into cowboy mode.
They will go from cowboy. They will go from G-Bag mode. To Cowboys.
It's now the Cowboys.
Now, and with Wolchuk, I mean, look, I guess Wolchuk will just chill out for 3 hours.
Yeah, there's no point to like, I guess, might as well just have him on the
Might as well. Hey, just go ahead and do it. Wolchuk, you're talking too much. You don't talk until halftime. Okay.
I think that would be hilarious if Broadus was just like, oh, no.
I don't want to hear about Rivaldo Fairchild until halftime. Okay.
Well, Thank Chuck, you. Just go get us some more Sandoz.
I need some brisket Sandoz, some mac and cheese. What are we thinking will be on the...
I want something a little different. I will say mac and cheese needs to stay staple. What are the staples? Have you noticed? We've been enough times. The mac and cheese has been there every time. The bread, rolls.
I'm not a fan of the rolls. Can we get some new rolls? Who do I need to talk to about the rolls? Okay. I'm not... Because I love the butter.
Oh, the butter.
The butter's delicious, but the... I just think a different
texture.
What are those poppy seeds in those? What are those sunflower seeds? Like, look, I don't want to sound ungrateful.
Just a different texture. I think we're looking for.
Can I get a King's Hawaiian bread roll?
This is the Hawaiian bread is I think universally. It's one of the newer additions to the bread game in the last what?
Whoa, 10, newer. Maybe in your world, I've been eating King's Hawaiian bread since I was a kid.
Is Hawaiian bread not, I'm not saying new as in like 5 years. I'm just saying as far as all the other breads, is it not a newer variation to hit stores, or is Hawaiian bread been out for like hundreds of years? And I'm talking about, I'm talking about the orange packaging. I don't even remember that when I was a kid, that being at the front of the store and being like a marquee item.
Okay. Again, I can't speak to where Mama Kim was shopping when little Blake was around, but I know that young Fred.
But what was it called? Was it the same brand?
King's Hawaiian bread.
Same one that we buy now.
Absolutely. Okay.
I stand corrected.
I've been eating, dude. I've been eating.
I'm behind you here on Blake. Like I good for you, Fred. Good. But in Texas, I guess because Texas had, we've always had Texas toast.
It's always been the old girl.
Geese rolls.
Oh, Baird's or whatever.
Like, here's what you got to remember.
Baird's.
Mrs. Baird's was always the front and center. Hawaiian bread was not big in Texas.
I'll tell you, I'll take it back a step further.
That was a great point. Him being from,
Kansas.
Tempe,
okay.
Whatever.
Tempe? Yeah, Arizona? No, I'm from Topeka, Kansas. Thank you very much.
It started with a T.
I'm so old that when it comes to the King's Hawaiian bread, so you know how they got the rolls, and of course now they got the buns and what
they
have
got everything
you.
Everything now, yeah.
They used to have it where it was just like a big
bucket.
It looked like it had just been baked.
Like cookie dough?
It was a big, I'm telling you, it was just one big thing of bread. It wasn't even a loaf. It wasn't a loaf. It was a circular pan.
That sounds
terrible. It was
terrible.
A circular pan, and you just basically like just grabbed a handful of it, ripped it off, and ate it.
Huh.
I don't know, to all of my bakers out there, I don't know what that's called.
Were y'all also figuring out how to make fire at this time? Like sticks
just
together?
Because you guys just got hip to King's Hawaiian bread a week ago.
You just made it like it was from the early
I'm
civilization
trying to tell
days.
You how the evolution of King's Hawaiian bread, people.
Bro,
okay?
What was this, like 10 years ago?
No, this was 30 years ago.
Oof.
35 years ago. Oh. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
How was the prohibition?
What? This guy. Let me look up King's Hawaiian bread. You guys,
what does it say?
Talks amongst yourselves.
King's Hawaiian bread hit grocery stores in 1977. Wow.
How do they know that? That is such a specific date. I don't know that I believe that. I'm going to look it up right now.
They also followed up with Fred was 18 when they came out.
Shut up.
I mean, was 50.
King's Hawaiian
40
is
something years ago.
Someone said King's Hawaiian has always been a thing in Texas. I was born in 85. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Our story.
Oh, boy. All right,
it's got a Hawaiian dude on the front. Okay, that's
maybe we need to call their hotline.
1950.
Let's hear this PR
spin. 1950.
Going to gaslight us.
All right. Our mouth-watering tale begins in the 1950s in Hilo, Hawaii, or Hilo, Hilo, whatever. There, Robert Tiara, the Hawaiian-born son of Japanese immigrants who graduated top of his baking class, opened his first bake shop. Robert's Bakery. He was the Dylon of baked goods. Here is where the first soft round loaf. It was a soft round.
Can we give a name for that? Let's come up with something.
The Sloaf. of the original Hawaiian sweet bread were made. So that's why I knew I wasn't tripping about that. According to locals, the loaves rarely ever made it home before being devoured.
That's nasty.
What's nasty?
How big is this loaf? Because I'm imagining like a tub. I'm thinking like Sam's Club.
No, it's not a tub.
You made it sound. You were like this.
No, I wasn't. I said it was a circular.
Was he
pan.
Not doing big motions?
No, like, I wasn't.
Did you get a little demonstrative?
Through because you know what? Little. I'm demonstrative. Through hard work and his steadfast commitment to delivering an irresistible product, Robert had successfully created a traditional island favorite. So King's Hawaiian bread has been around since the 50s.
You know this.
Thank you.
You know this reminds
very
me of
much.
What does this remind you of? What conversation does this remind you of? I mean, that we've had
any one of our conversations.
It should go to one that we had about bread, and we made a phone call. Live on
Cinnabon.
Yep, Cinnabon. That's what I thought it was.
We had a Cinnabon conversation where the conversation was: is it Cinnabon or Cinnabon?
Mm-hmm. Dude, that was like almost like a year ago. I think
about 6 months, give or take.
It was a while ago. It was a while ago. I mean, I
that
push
felt
it
like
longer,
forever
because
I mean,
new guy Jake was still new guy Jake.
New guy Jake was here. I don't think he was here for that.
No, new guy Jake. No,
I mean,
new
I'm
guy
about
Jake.
To hit my 1 year. So
no, new guy
why.
Jake was the one that was on the phone. Remember, because he was on the phone and he was kind of like stuttering, stammering. I said, "Okay, is it Cinnabon or Cinnabon?" She's like, "Oh my god!"
And then she hung up on us.
Yeah, she hung up on us.
Dude, that was a stick for like 3 days. Good times. Good times. Good times.
Let's see. So yeah, here we go. So King's Hawaiian bread. Get your minds right, people. Okay, it's delicious.
It's great. We're not saying
it's not
great.
Restaurants, by the way. I didn't say it was great.
Yes, you're acting like we didn't know about it or anything like that because it's still a fairly
new. Don't tell me
thing.
What I didn't think you guys knew or didn't.
Don't
know.
Tell me what you didn't think that you could stick
Look,
that in your
Fred
pipe and smoke.
Fred
it.
Doesn't have very many pet peeves.
You think my client's Tolbert?
But one of them is being told what he thinks.
Guy you're most excited to see tomorrow. Rangers and Cowboys. Just one player each.
Merlin Kelly.
Start calling him the wizard.
I'm gonna
on
go.
The mound.
Mine's pretty easy. I'm gonna go. Cody Freeman. Let me. Cody Freeman. Jaden Blue.
Jaden Blue's not playing tomorrow.
Yeah, he is.
Where'd you hear that at?
I just heard it through the grapevine.
You're such a lying POS.
Why do you think he's not playing?
Why would he?
Oh, he's gonna play.
He hasn't played all season.
You
want to
put a bet
preseason.
On it? Let's put a bet.
Where'd you hear it? Where'd you hear that?
Grapevine, man.
Shut
got
up.
People.
What, did Wolchuk say that? Well, what about you?
James Houston, I definitely want to see how he plays.
I like that.
And then I want to see if the – and this I hate this because the Rangers, if they lose, I want to start seeing guys getting called up.
Mm. I want to see Sebastian Walcott. I'm with you on
yep.
that.
And so,
I want to
like,
see Sebastian Walcott. I don't want to
sell this team already, but – if we can't win this series, if we can't sweep this series,
that's it.
We got to see guys like
got to
because that's that the when you ask the question of like what we need to do as a Rangers organization,
yeah.
We need to learn to develop better.
Yeah, 100%.
We need to develop because we have not developed a pitcher. Now, yeah, Rocker and Leiter are here, but we haven't developed pitchers. These young guys haven't been developed, and I need to see it.
Rumor has it, I heard from the grapevine that they did not want
which grapevine
that the coaching staff did not want Kamar Rocker. And that was the front office that insisted on it.
Well, they put our boy Bouchelet out there the other day. And said,
yeah, I don't know why you didn't start Jacob Ladd. That made zero sense to me. For the sake of sounding generic, Joe Milton.
Not Mozzie. Mozzie, his last chance
who
to make
cares?
The team. Jalen Tolbert trying to not get traded.
Can we just see?
Like, Joe Milton's safe. He's not.
No, he is, but I want to see him capable tomorrow. And you know why? Because I want to see some wide receivers actually get a chance to catch passes
we've been
and run.
We've been having to do imaginary Ryan Flournoy
right?
stuff.
I mean, if he caught that, he might have been able to turn up field and give us 7 or 8 more yards. I mean, I'd love to see Flournoy
yeah.
get the rock. I'd like to see Jalen Brooks get the rock tomorrow. I'd love to see Trayshon Holden actually do something tomorrow because the ball
Phil
actually
Moffa.
Phil Moffa, there you have it. All right, we'll be out there tomorrow, Fan After Dark, holding it down.
Come see
for
us.
For Trevor the Creator, for Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Shout out to our boy Corey Chavis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.